Hello. Well, my name is Miguel Martins. Well, I'm a guy from marketing and advertising. My agency is Life Content. Life Content is from Portugal. It's a digital advertising agency who has been around for 15 years. We make our 15th birthday this year. And we were the first digital agencies to bloom on the market, mainly to 15 years ago, to do social media management. And from then on, we grew with like a full-fledged digital agency to other areas like strategy, creativity, and media also. And we arrived at 2024 as a digital advertising agency with many clients in different sectors. And it's a very good work that has been developed through these years. Well, we joined Community for Europe after joining Community International, of course, and there was this vision of joining some agencies to build this platform, Community for Europe, in order to deliver a better response to the European community needs in terms of advertising and communication. I strongly believe that you can call the expertise that each one of the agencies has and has to offer, aligned with the very good knowledge of the local market and local cultures, it's a great advantage when compared to the normal agencies that go to the European trends. I think we have a good advantage here, and we are working on it. Well, as a starting point, you can put the disadvantage that I was giving to you as a Community for Europe, which is to know the cultural differences in each country and to really be able to communicate the best possible way to each audience. And I think one of the biggest trends, there's a lot of trends, of course, but one of the biggest trends that you have today is what you can call this importance of knowing the culture and the culture environment that you are, where you are communicating and using it in your favor. You can call it a cultural led creativity, which of course is something that we do a lot in our agency in order to have a more relevant communication and advertising. And it's more and more something that the consumers and the audience is getting used to it. That now you can say they are almost craving for it, to have this different approach in terms of communication, to be a more relevant, to step on the line. If you have some cultural phenomenal like the Barbie movie, you had Pink takeover everywhere and so on. When brands use this in an intelligent and authentic way, it's very important to pass the message to the consumer. And when I say authentic, it's because it's not. Sometimes it's of course easy to jump on the bandwagon and go and associate with this and that and so on. But it's as they are already used to it, and they are expecting more and more from you. It's a very difficult way, and you have, of course, many tools to do it more and more, AI and for instance, we used CGI technology in this Christmas to create. I don't know if you have it here, but in Christmas there's a tree that comes up, the lightning of it, and we used beer bottles that would appear on the main areas in the main cities, and people really didn't know if they were real or not. if instead of a Christmas tree, you had a beer bottle with lights all over it. So it's demanding, it's a challenge, but it's also something that you start operating in a blurred world where you don't know which is real, which is fake. You had a lot of, we do a lot of social media, so we had a lot of comments. Where is it? Where is the gigantic bottle? And so on. And this is in terms of trends, I think this is very challenging because, of course, AI, generative AI is here to stay. And it has changed the way we work, the way we are more productive. But most of all, in terms of advertising, and in terms of audience behavior, when you think about, in terms of media planning, media targeting, in terms of how today your consumer, instead of using a Google search, he uses AI. So this is challenging in terms of how do you advertise, and even in terms of the results, because generative AI, it's not a question of being true or false. It's something that is generated. So you become a part of a world which is, like I told you, it's a blurred world, which is what is true or fake. Even an image of you, you have to convince them it's not me. No, it's you. It's your face here. So it's something that, even in terms of legislation, in terms of European legislation, in terms of copyright rights, copyrights, and the RGPD, it's something that, in terms of laws, that has to be looked upon. Okay, so it's challenging, and as I was starting to say, brands and advertising agencies are challenged to step on the line and be bold and have a better communication, but you are stepping on thin ice, very thin ice. So this is It's not a new reality this year. It has becoming like this, but when you think about it, it's something that there's a lot of things that are demanded from you, and you have to be to be completely conscious that in this world, well, you have a lot of cancel culture and boycotts and lawsuits against brands, against agencies, against everything. It's, I think, the only orienting line that you have in terms of a brand or in terms of the communication you must develop, it's that today you have to be authentic, and it's very important to, well, to put the money where your mouth is. If you cannot talk about equality or diversity or sustainability or environment protection and don't do nothing about it. So it's very important that the way you behave as a brand, as towards who works with you, what you do, is the same that you communicate and that you brag about. So this is something that it's a wonderful world to communicate when you reach the certain aspect of what you do, because it's important to communicate it. But you cannot be faking it or be phony about it, because more and more, I think, consumers understand it. And it's great to work on a world like this, but it's thin ice, like I said. No, I just thank you for inviting me to share these thoughts about the world of brands that we live on, and it's good when because it's important to find it challenging, and it's funny, and it's great when you do a great good work like we do it, and you are proud of it, yeah.
Cut. Wer hat's produziert? Das Pod. Deine Podcast-Agentur.